Up to 20% of veterans who fought in Afghanistan and Iraq have post-traumatic stress disorder. Now a growing body of evidence suggests that service dogs can help them heal. And as Stephanie O'Neill reports, a new law may open the way for more veterans with PTSD to pair with these highly trained dogs.
It's supper time in the Whittier, California home of Air Force veteran Danielle Clark Gutierrez. And hungrily awaiting a bowl of kibble is Lisa, a 3-year-old yellow Labrador retriever.
Here you go, Lisa. Come on.
With nails clicking on the kitchen floor, the eager Lisa looks more like an exuberant puppy than the highly trained service animal that helps Clark Gutierrez manage her PTSD.
But having her now, it's like I can go anywhere. And yes, if somebody did come at me, I'd have warning. I could run.
An estimated 1 in 4 U.S. female veterans are coping with sexual trauma they experienced while in the military, and Clark Gutierrez is one of them. Before she got Lisa in 2019, the lawyer and mother of 3 says to feel safe away from home, she needed her husband by her side. The VA prescribed her a cascade of medications for her trauma. At one point, she says she was taking more than 12 pills a day.
I had medication, and then I had medication for the 2 or 3 side effects for each medication. And every time they gave me a new med, they had to give me 3 more. I couldn't do it anymore. I was just getting so tired. So we started looking at other therapies.
And that's how she got Lisa. Her husband found the nonprofit group Canines for Warriors, which rescues dogs, many of them from kill shelters, and turns them into service animals.
Now with Lisa, we take bike rides and we go down to the park or go to Home Depot or just normal, I go grocery shopping, normal people things that I get to do that I didn't get to do before Lisa.
That comes as no surprise to Maggie O'Hare at Purdue University. Her research suggests while service dogs aren't necessarily a cure for post-traumatic stress, they do ease symptoms. One of her studies showed veterans partnered with these dogs experience less anger and anxiety and get better sleep than those without. Another suggests service dogs improve cortisol levels.
We actually saw patterns of that stress hormone that were more typical and healthy and similar to healthy adults who don't have post-traumatic stress disorder.
A more recent study done by the VA itself found veterans partnered with these dogs had less suicidal ideation and more symptom improvement than those without. This body of evidence helped win President Biden's signature on a bill to create a VA pilot program to provide dog training therapy for veterans with PTSD. The law stopped short of requiring the VA to pay for these animals, but it's still an important first step, says Rory Diamond, head of Canines for Warriors.
And what this law does is it says, hey, VA, you need to recognize and open the door, at least a crack, that service dogs are helping our warriors struggling with post-traumatic stress.
Diamond says it costs groups like his about $25,000 to train each dog in the dozens of commands particular to the needs of veterans with PTSD.
So cover, for example, a dog will sit next to the warrior and look behind them and alert them if someone comes up behind, or block, so they'll stand perpendicular, give them some space from whatever's in front of them.
For retired Army Master Sergeant David Crenshaw of New Jersey, hypervigilance from his battle-caused trauma kept him away from large gatherings. But this summer, Doc, his pointer Labrador mix, helped Crenshaw successfully navigate Disney World's crowds with his kids.
I was not agitated. I was not anxious. I was not upset. It was truly, truly amazing. And so much so that I didn't even have to stop to think about it in the moment. It just happened naturally.
Crenshaw says because of Doc, he no longer takes any of his PTSD medications and he no longer uses alcohol to self-medicate. Danielle Clark Gutierrez says thanks to her dog, Lisa, she too has quit alcohol and no longer takes 3 of the drugs prescribed to her for nightmares, for panic attacks, and for periods of disassociation.
And now Lisa, like, she checks on me all the time. And if she sees that I'm just kind of like out of it, she'll just, you know, whatever she has to do to bring me back. I can't even put words to how helpful that is.
The new pilot program will cost about $19 million over 5 years and will roll out at 5 VA locations across the country. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Whittier, California.
And that story comes from Kaiser Health News.